when we have brief meditations like this, you want to give full attention to what you're doing. Buddha said this is one of the bases for success, is intent. 100% of your attention. What are you doing right now? What are the results? Keep at it for a while, and then check on the results. If they're not quite what you want, then you make some adjustments. You adjust the breath, you can adjust your mind. What does it mean to adjust your mind? You have to talk to yourself. Remind yourself that this is an important skill that you're learning here, the skill of learning how to stay with one thing. Make a reminder you're going to stay with something and then stick with that intention. Just think about when you're about to die. All kinds of thoughts are going to come crowding in. Things you're going to miss, things you're going to want to go back to, or else old grudges, what someone did to you a long time ago. And when you're sitting around here normally and these thoughts come in, you can brush them off. But when the body is very weak, it's going to be harder to brush them off. So you need to develop this ability to stick with one thing. Give it your full attention. Decide what's really important in your life and focus on that. I have a friend who's a novelist. One time she wrote a novel that featured a woman who had lost her mother. And after the mother, after the novel came out, because she was taught at university, she was invited around to the alumni clubs. And so she read this one passage out of the novel where the young woman is playing chess with her stepmother. The stepmother's just joined the family. The stepmother's trying to be a good mother to the young girl and saying that if you want to find happiness in life, you have to decide there's one thing you want more than anything else, and you're willing to sacrifice everything else for that one thing. And the girl is half listening, half not listening. But she's noticing that her stepmother is a sloppy chess player, losing pieces here, losing pieces there. So she gets more aggressive. Well, it turns out that stepmother laid a trap. So she checkmates the young girl. Of course, the way she plays chess is illustrating the point she wanted to make. She's willing to lose some pieces so she can win the game. My friend took that passage out of the novel and read it to some different alumni clubs. After the second or third club, she realized that nobody wanted to hear that message. Everyone wants to win at chess and keep all their pieces. That's the way most of us go through life. We want to gather as many things as we can. As a result, our minds get scattered and nothing gets full attention. So remind yourself that your most important possession right here is your mind. You want to train your mind, give it your full attention while you can, because you have so many other duties that you have in the course of the day, that when you have a quiet time like this to meditate, can give 100% of your attention right here to what you're doing. Be as sensitive as you can to how the breath feels. Be as sensitive as you can to any thoughts that might come up in the mind and get in the way. Just brush them aside. Tell yourself you've got more important work to do. And the thoughts may whine and they may scream and they all kinds of things about how they're important too. But you have to remind yourself the mind is more important than the thoughts. You've got to get the mind trained. You need these basic skills, mindfulness, alertness, and the ardency that wants to do this well. When you give it 100% of your attention like this, then you start getting 100% good results. If you do it half-heartedly, well, you get half-hearted results. But you're not going to be all that helpful. So when you have the time, even if it's a short period of time like this, give it 100% of your time, 100% of your attention. That way you hope to get some results out of this practice.